views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you are born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The power of inspiration and awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Welcome to the show. Let me tell you a little about today's show. I want to talk about how I met wolves and how I experienced awakening with them. Many, many people are experiencing awakening at this time, but very few people have experienced it with wolves. And there's a great deal of information that you won't read in books or hear from other people that you can apply to your life to get into that higher vibration. It all began with a dream. I was awakened from sleep by wolf howls. It was about 3:30 in the morning, which is the time that indigenous people say that the spirit world speaks to us and sends us messages. When I closed my eyes, I could see a huge white wolf outside of my window that was howling, and I was absolutely terrified. I woke up my husband, and he said, "Oh, that's so scary, I'm going to go back to sleep." My children didn't hear it. There was no movement, just the sound of that wolf. 2 weeks later, as the moon grew full, I had the opportunity to meet real wolves that a friend was keeping. And this is when wolf hybrids were legal in Georgia. So these two wolves did not have a home. They were half wild. And I thought, well, even if I feel afraid, it won't hurt to see them. So we took the children, my husband and I, and there were these two beautiful wolves and about a 6-foot pen. And the second that I saw them, they ran to me, and I couldn't help it. I put my finger through the wire, and they ran against my hands, and I could feel their coat. It was winter, so it was very silky on the outside. They were dark gray because of the season. And it was the softest fluff I've ever felt beneath that. Beautiful white down. And suddenly, I just had to be in the pen with the wolves. It didn't matter that I was afraid. It didn't matter anything that I thought or felt. I simply had to. So I went into the pen, and the wolves ran to me. And it was this huge energy that came over me. When you're with a wolf, you become very aware of nature. The winter sun suddenly seemed warmer. I was aware of all the movement of the leaves. The earth beneath my feet suddenly felt imbued with messages. And then the wolf came to me, the male wolf, Lobo. And he jumped up and put his paws on my shoulders. And wolves weigh a lot, about 150 pounds for a male. And I said, "You have to sit down. You have to behave or I can't stay there." And he immediately sat and looked me in the eye. And that was my first physical encounter. Well, the encounter continued. when I arrived home that night, the wolves started sending me messages that were like myths. They told me that they had come down from the stars with us as our companion, and we had forgotten our brilliance, our abilities, all the wonderful gifts that we had. But the wolves were coming back to help us. And these actually appeared as stories when I watched them. And they also gave me messages. It seemed a little far-fetched for me, but as I would think about things like, where does an herb grow on the mountain? I would immediately get a picture, and if I picked up there, I would find it. If I thought, I can't find my necklace, I would hear exactly where it was, and I would see the wolves when I heard this. So that was pretty amazing. A little later on, I met a woman called Liz Mahaffey, and she took those two wolves home with her. She had about 10 wolves because she bred hybrid wolves, and they all began sending me messages and talking to me in waves. In a very short time, maybe 3 to 6 months, I could hear all animals. In the next few months, I could hear plants. It took a longer period of time for me to hear people. But part of this is about love, because wolves love you in a way that is very unique. They love you with all of their heart. They don't need anything. They can find their own food. They can find their own water. They don't need to be protected. They are with people because they want to be. And it's just simply because they decide that you're worthy of their love. Because when they look into your eyes, they can see into your soul. And even when they love you, wolves have an order of the pack. They have rules. You have to learn body language, and you have to learn to read their body language. They're brilliant animals, probably smarter than many humans, and they're complex. They play games. They play tricks on you. They think about you and will you to come and see them. Over this time period, which was about 5 years that I went over to see them often, and then I lived with wolves, they made me work very, very hard to become more intuitive, to become physically strong, and to collect energy. And all of these things can translate into awakening. But one of the biggest parts of that is the love. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about a little later on, is moving into the heart and using that love to awaken your intuitive gifts and to create more beautiful things, more abundance, more joy in your life. The wolves believe that we are living in a very special time, that there are many energies that are changing things, and that we're moving back into our gifts. And our gifts would be communicating intuitively, understanding about the invisible world, opening up to nature, and finding your inner self. In just a moment, we're going to talk about why the heart is important and how there are two kinds of desires. The wolves read hearts, and they read your heart. For all of us, if a wolf decides to communicate with you, you're going to feel your inner self. There's this feeling of strength, of being connected, of having joy. If all you're doing is sitting on the ground, thinking, or not thinking, or thinking about a desire, if you're in your heart space and you're in your inner self, it's going to be beautiful. The whole world will open to you. So it's bigger than intuition. It's bigger than your heart. It's bigger than your inner self. It's just one of those magical moments when life opens. If we let life open for us, if we align with the inner self, that's when all the mystery and the magic and the joy come in. And that's what the wolves so much want us to find. So before we come back, I would like for you to think about that. What are the things that you want to manifest? Because we'll work on it. What are the things that give you joy and make you feel connected? And what brings expansion into life? So, when a wolf comes into your life, and the wolf is obviously coming into your life now, or you wouldn't be on this call, something very deep and ancient is coming to the surface within you. That feeling can bring in your power, your ability to align with a different aspect of your life and to create new things in your life, to expand the good and to get through the blocks. And that's really what we've all come here to do. If you would like to have the wolf in your life, let's ask now. Let's ask the wolves to come to you, to give you a message, and to align you with your inner self. Every day and night on this planet, the wolves, the coyotes, the whales, and the dolphins are actually broadcasting vibrations and frequencies so that it's easier for you to step into this part of yourself that's resurfacing now. So one thing that you might do is to listen to the howls of a wolf, to listen to the sound that whales or dolphins make, and imagine that that is taking you to yourself. So we've been talking about an incredible animal, the wolf. You've just heard about my first communications with them and how you can use some of that and call on them. When we come back, we'll explore what the wolves have to say about the heart and how opening your heart and opening your life to the wolves and nature can open you to more of life. So let's go to break now.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com. That's O-N-E, TrueSelf.com. And you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about wolves, and now we're going to talk about the power of a totem and the power to create what you hold in your heart. A totem is something that represents an animal, a spirit animal, that comes into your life. In ancient times, powerful animals showed up in people's lives, sometimes as a result of ceremony, other times through dreams, as it occurred for me, or actual physical contact with the animal. We actually saw totems in Game of Thrones. The dire wolves, which were real wolves, were featured in Game of Thrones, as were dragons. This holds a great deal of appeal, because on a basic level, we can remember or recall periods of time when totems were important. The idea of the wolf appealed to many people in Game of Thrones, on the level of collective consciousness. In other words, we may have felt the messages of the wolves. We may have absorbed their power or noticed how they were a protector on the physical or the spiritual level. This is a very old concept. We can see this imagery on caves and objects like tiny carvings, and in our world, in posters or movies or television series. The natural world interacts with us continually. If we know, for example, that the wolf is our totem, we may amplify that. For example, I have wolf fur and the carving of a wolf in my medicine bag. I have a picture of Sheba, one of my favorite wolves, on my desk. And she's always with me, even though she's passed on. So these objects, these images, this resonance, because everything has a frequency or a resonance, is part of the way that we call these power animals into our lives. So let's ask again for the wolves to come in and share their power with us now. One of the most important teachings of the wolves, and this was early on, probably the third time that I saw wolves, is the importance of the heart. So let me explain just a little bit about that on an intuitive or higher spiritual level. When you know something in your heart, it's absolutely true. You never have to doubt it or weigh it or look at it again. It is your personal truth. When you speak from your heart, particularly when you can speak through the throat and the heart chakra at the same time, people hear what you're saying in a completely different way. When you know about a truth in your heart, you don't care what other people think about it. And you're really not that interested in judging what other people think about it. You know it is your truth. You might think that they're not aligned, or you might feel compassion about it. But it's like it's a very balanced way of knowing, because there's very little judgment associated with it. The heart itself is in the center of the chakra system, so it can balance us so that we're not too much in the head or too much in the body. But this is how the wolves look at the heart. I can remember right now sitting on the porch with one of the wolves, and that was Juno. And I was thinking about things that I wanted in my life. And she looked me dead in the eye. I mean, it was like a laser beam. And I heard her voice say, "See it." And what I was envisioning was a very large herb garden. I'd wanted one forever. And I could feel her energy in my heart. And the visualization became completely different from any type of thoughts I'd ever had about it before. Also, I saw it in completion. But she helped me to energize that, and it came into being, a very large herb garden, in about a year. And just so you know, I did grow all the plants from seed, and I dug most of the beds. A lot of work. But seeing and feeling that this was absolutely going to work, because I knew it, I immediately hopped on to other desires. And she sort of shook her head and looked at me like, "You know, you're really not as smart as I thought you were." Because at that moment, I realized those were just things that I wanted. Those were just passing desires. They were not the kind that come from the heart. When our desire comes from the heart, the universe comes in and energizes it. That resonance with the heart invokes the universal forces, the energy of the mystical world. And it makes it something magical. It makes it a journey. It makes it something beautiful. So here's some tiny, tiny examples. But I think you'll feel them. Think of when you love someone or something and your heart expands. Think of a person that you love or you've loved, and imagine that you're very close and you're together. Think of how it feels when you create something beautiful and it just turns out right. Or you have a wonderful, uplifting conversation with a friend. Or you meditate and the universe really comes in. This is the power of the heart. This is how we're all connected to the inner self. You know, we all talk about changing the world. If we want to change the world, it's going to be because we come together with our heart and because we're learning how to create our heart's desires, which is the seat of joy and expansion in the universe. It just is. You know, that's the way the universe made it. So let's do a couple of exercises to experience the heart space. And then I'll talk a little bit more about the heart and the wolves. So let's feel a beautiful pink sunbeam, pink light flowing into our heart chakra. And feel that soft and beautiful light coming into the center of your chest. It's universal light and love. And any thoughts that may come up, any feelings that may come up, just let that beautiful pink light come in. Let it flow into you. Let it energize your body. Align you with higher emotions. And give you the kind of mental clarity that comes from connection with the heart. So let's feel more of that energy flowing through. And just open up to receive that universal love. Just a little more of that. And let more come into your heart. And if you can, let it feel. Let it fill up your auric field. So let's go a little deeper into this. Let's see pink light all around us. Whole room is filling up with pink light. And it's lifting everything into a higher and more harmonious vibration. And everything is becoming beautiful and filled with love. Okay, come back. And let's do it again a different way. So this time, while our heart is still open, let's breathe in particles of pink light. Everything is molecules and atoms and particles and waves. So we're going to let pink light, pink particles of light, come into the heart space. Inhale. And exhale that pink light out into the universe. Let's breathe in those pink particles again. And then breathe them out. One more time, in, pink particles, then out. And as you breathe out, find the universe. Let the universe help you use this pink light to energize one of your desires. And then breathe it in. And receive it. Breathe out to the great universe again, that all-encompassing light. And let it send you more pink light into your heart and heal it. And exhale. And come back. You can see how lovely heart energy is. So one of the things that the wolves would often do would be to send a wave of energy to my heart. And then they would send me an image. So maybe they wanted me to come see them. Maybe they wanted me to grow more garlic. They loved garlic, so I might get an image of that. Maybe they wanted me to know an important piece of mail was on the way. And this is how you talk. It's breathing in and out this heart energy. So if you're having difficulty with someone, you would fill up the room, fill up your heart, fill up everything with that love. And then you just briefly think about them and come back. So this is one of the biggest secrets of intuitive communication and of co-creation. It's really fascinating to me to know that when we talk intuitively, and of course we always are talking intuitively, when you get to the point of being able to hear what other people say in their minds, you get all these images and all these words, and you actually stop paying so much attention to what they're saying, and you become more aware of the energy behind it. But here's the really cool trick. When you get into a higher vibration, like the one that we just did with the heart exercises, and you think from that place, people often change their behavior, and life often changes its direction. Maybe it goes from lower to higher. Maybe it goes from upsetting to peaceful. But this is just one of the most fun things and one of the most enlightening things that you can do. So while we're talking about all these things that are serious spiritual connections and serious spiritual work, the thing I want you to find is the feeling. that good and beautiful feeling. Because whatever you just felt, that's how your inner self feels. That's who you really are. And this was so much of my journey with the wolves that I learned from their expressions if I was aligned with my inner self or if I was kidding myself. And that was huge. Here's the thing, though. They loved me enough so that it didn't matter which person I was being. They knew how to shift me, and they taught me how to shift myself. So you can begin with whatever is going on. You can shift back into your heart, because that's the place where all the miracles occur. And that's where you're going to find what you want. There are a lot more details to this, but one thing I want to point out is that awareness and intuitive ability are part of awakening. If you want clear intuitive reads, it's going to start with meditation and remembering your heart. And that's how you'll find those higher vibrations. So I'm seeing an image that I want to share with you. And that is that often I would just sit with the wolves or lie with them on the ground. And they would literally send me energy that opened up my heart. As they told me, they know all of the secrets of our existence that matter. And they know about the truths that we need. According to them, when you're listening to what I'm saying, when you're experiencing it, when you're working with another teacher or another person, you're moving back into the power of that world. And when enough of us are connected, these beautiful miracles of being will start again. Because once you were immensely powerful, you could think you wanted to see a flower and it would appear in your hand. Once there was only harmony. And we forgot that, and a lot of things have happened. But here's a really cool part, is when we connect our hearts, the walls of separation come down. And it is also how we'll be able to build a different world. So those are my thoughts about the wolves. They are fierce, they are ruthless, and they're highly disciplined. My children played with them. When my son was 6 years old, he rode sometimes on the back of a wolf, just to give you an idea of how gentle they are. The females always formed a circle around him, so nothing could happen to him. And so they're very aware and loving, and all the things that you've heard about how gentle wolves can be is also true. I feel that we are going to rediscover a lot of the truths about the world. I know that at one point, according to the wolves, we had a magical language that we could speak and that made matter move around. So because we're going to talk about manifestation next, I want to point out that if you can open your heart, and obviously all of you can, you're going to be able to create in material form. It starts with a thought, their actions later, and then it appears in the material world. I really do think that we will be getting shortcuts. That as more and more people wake up, we'll go more and more quickly on our spiritual path. So one thing that everyone can do is to think about what is it that you really want. And those desires are there. because of the universe. You came here to explore those things. You came here to find your way to them. And what happens when you do that is that not only do you create it for yourself, but you create a path that other people can follow. And that is a beautiful thing. The things that the wolves taught to me, I can share with you. Maybe your goal is to do something to change other people's lives in a different way. Maybe it's to live somewhere else. But when you go there and you create that, it increases the energy that's available to the all, which is a very, very beautiful thing. Part of the way that we get to that is to work on visualization. So let's go ahead and let me tell you the method that the wolves taught to me. And the first thing would be how to focus on your desire. Now, I just gave you a very vague description of a desire. But let's say that, let's say that you want to go to Hawaii in a month, and there's something special you want to do there. Maybe you're going to go to a spiritual conference, or maybe you're going to go to a retreat, and then you'll have a few days to sightsee. So the way that you would do this would be to see yourself at the retreat. You would smell or see the ocean. You would feel the wind. You would feel the people around you and the landscape. You would feel your feet on the earth. You would work on the feeling that you want to experience when you're there. So it's not, when is this going to happen? It's, I'm there right now, and I'm experiencing it, and it's incredible. You want to put in as many visual details as possible. Most human beings never find this out. The wolves did things to make me learn how to learn this thoroughly. But you don't do anything as a human being without a feeling or visualization. So let's say I put a book in your car. Where is it? You immediately see your car in a book. The same is true for the way that we navigate through life. If we become very careful about adding details, let's say I'm going to have lunch with someone later today, I want no traffic. I want a restaurant that has a nice place for me to sit. I want the food to be good, and I want a pleasant conversation. Because I work with this all the time, I can create that picture. Now, how to project it. So this is a really interesting thing, is how do you project that image? So you go back to the heart. Let's do it now. We're going to go back and feel that pink light coming into our heart space. Feel it flowing into your heart space. All the love of the universe flowing into you. The center of your chest, bringing you everything that your heart desires. It wants to help you. It loves you. The universe loves you. It wants you to have abundance and joy. So feel this. And now project your image. Go into the image. And go into whatever is happening there. If it's somewhere else, go there. And feel how it feels. And feel the soft joy. The loveliness that creating with the universe. Focus in that picture a little more. and now pull it back into you. Usually when it's something that is going to require some work on my part, I will sit there and see it for about 5 minutes twice a day. It's important not to tell other people about it. With human nature, people are just sometimes jealous. The other thing to know about it is to keep practicing even if it doesn't work. Because when you do it long enough, the universe will answer you. It will give you something better and different, or it will come true. And here's the thing I know about you. All of you opened your heart when we've done these heart exercises. If you can do that, you can focus on the desire and you can make it come true. You're one of those gifted people who have the capacity to create change. So very, very quickly, let's see the world as clean and beautiful with trees and quiet places and everything somehow or other in the outer world is bringing itself back in to harmony and beauty, the natural state of all, even for ourselves. And just feel that. Since I do a great deal of visualizing for myself and other people, I try to take time every day to see the world as a better and a more wonderful place. And I know in my heart that when enough of us do this, it will change. Change comes from the inside at this particular point in time. So today we've been talking about manifestation and real wolves. I'm currently offering awakening classes so you can learn these techniques in greater detail. I'm at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. When we come back, I'll share a few more secrets that you can use in your life. So we'll go to break now.
Want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
We're back on, and I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, O-N-E, trueself.com, with the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. When we come back, I'll tell you, I'm sorry, I just read that. We are going to move into manifestation techniques a little more. And the first thing I have to say about that is, remember, we're going to go to our heart. It's the way that we're going to change things. When you want to manifest something, you're going to make sure it comes from your heart. You'll work on that detailed visualization of the place that you want it. Like if you want Hawaii, you would see yourself in Hawaii. If you want to go out for a wonderful lunch, you would see yourself in the restaurant having a wonderful lunch. If you want yourself to be in a relationship with someone, you would see yourself with that person. You would focus on that for about 5 minutes with a really high vibration, which you already have from being in your heart. And then you would go from there. If you continue with it, then it will come. Now, wolves are very diligent and very patient. If you think about an animal that hunts, that is a predator, they may look at or stalk something for days. Because these wolves were in captivity, although we did let them out to go on long walks with us and hikes with us. They were always having some kind of fun plan to escape for the afternoon and then come back. And they would work on these things sometimes for weeks, like digging a tunnel under a fence. Whenever Les, the person who owned them, would come near, the alpha wolf would jump on another wolf and make it look like they had a fight, because that would keep her away from the tunnel. And it took them about 3 weeks to dig the tunnel. They knew it was only good for one outing and for a few hours, but they stayed with it. Everyone who ever has a big desire will have doubt at some point. And you'll have to learn how to change your thoughts, your emotions, and the way you see life to manifest your desire. It's part of the process. If you're working on something that's big, something that will change the direction of your life, you're going to have moments when you think you can't do this. You're going to have moments when you think that it is too much. At that point, you have to say, there is a part of me that knows how to do this. There is a part of me that's stronger than I think I am. There's a part of me that knows how to get through this, and I will do it. And then you see yourself getting through it. When things seem too hard, you can see yourself getting an answer. You can see someone helping you. Or you can see the right answer coming to you from some point in time. Maybe you find a video on YouTube. Maybe you find a book. But you don't give up. You keep looking for the answers in different ways. This is part of the diligence. So, for example, we're back to the perfect lunch or the trip to Hawaii. In both cases, you would probably want to see if the restaurant was open, what the menu was. In Hawaii, we might want to look at the seminar online and see what was offered. These are tiny steps that tell the universe that you want to go in this direction. And at some point, you have to take action and you have to jump. Now, wolves are wonderful mentors for this because they are literally fearless. Nothing frightens them. It's do or die. That's how their hearts are. They have these huge hearts. They don't care. If they think they should do something, they do it. There's never any pulling back because of fear. And that's a wonderful example for all of us. But at some point, you're going to have to take an action step. And you're going to have to believe that the universe will support you when you do it. Over about a 3-year period, the wolves pushed me through a lot of action steps, huge ones. And I was really often afraid, but I still did it. And you're always going to feel that fear as a human being when it's time to take an action. One thing that you can do is to practice the action in your mind. Again, you can research, you can find out more, but eventually you're going to go on faith. However, it's a lot more than that. If you have put in the time with a manifesting exercise, if you have put in the time with visualization, the universe is going to be there, and you've actually moved your energy into the future. You've moved particles of yourself in time through visualization. It's how the quantum field works. Non-ordinary, wonderful things happen when you do the spiritual work and you take the jump. What if I had thought I was too afraid to see real wolves? I wouldn't have any of this to share with you. I wouldn't know any of these secrets. My life wouldn't have changed. And I want to say something else about awakening. It's not exactly what people think. We think that, you know, we awaken and we see light everywhere, or we feel the uplifting of the heart. And we're seeing life differently, and it's, you know, sort of like a lightning strike or a beam from the sun. But that's just the first step. It's just the very first step into the evolution. The evolution comes as a journey into your inner self. You have to go on learning, experimenting, and developing your gifts. The wolves sent many types of energy into my field that I had to decipher. And they sent many types of messages. And they still do. Awakening is a path that requires time, devotion, and inner growth on a daily level. If you want more development, I can offer that. You can sign up for my newsletter with free tips. And you can go forward, and I will be happy to help you. For your tip of the week, I want you to start noticing whenever life doesn't feel good, whenever things don't feel in alignment, or you feel heavy, stop what you're doing. See the opposite. See yourself loving life, being surrounded by loving people, receiving abundance and support, or simply going back into your heart. It may take time, but it will work. The wolves taught me this long ago, and it doesn't fail. So I wanted to thank you for tuning into the Power of Inspiration, an awakening show where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Next week, we'll go a little more deeply into the wolves' teachings. Have a great week, and I'll see you here next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.